So we saw a chiddush, which basically a page, a tough test on the bottom, neutralizes all of the excuses that everybody had. Basically, the common test is, I'm trying, I want to be good, I want this, but it's not working. They said that a person he brings from the after Mikelim, Mishaino Arma the Fol Koichos Yochel Are in a Rate the Cloud. The person says, I want something, and he's expecting it to happen by itself, it means he doesn't want it. Because if he wants it, he put all his energy into it. Kamavan, a person has to know his energy. Not more than his energy, but all his energy. Put a real concerted effort. How do you know you're doing it too much? So the Mashgiach used to bring a Balatanya. I don't know what it is, but it says, if you start to feel overburdened by what you took upon yourself, and it's getting you down and frustrated, that's a simon that you overdid it. As long as, but, if it is taxing your energy, but you feel good about it, then it's acceptable. It's a good thing. I think in our generation, we have a good muscle for everything. Medicare. Everybody's running nonstop after wealth. And they have a lot of energy because they have clarity what life is all about. We don't, they do. They know that life is about making the most money. Whoever makes the most money wins. So since they have a very clear goal in life, so they have a lot of energy for it. And we'll find a lot of things, bad things happen on the way because the whole thing is a farce. It's a figment of their imagination that that's what life is all about. Having a lot of money is nothing. Zero. Having what you need is good. Being the richest guy, having the biggest house and the biggest yacht and the biggest private plane is all total nonsense, waste of energy. But it doesn't make a difference. But so they get into trouble, and then there's the average person somewhere in the course of his life gives away 50% to his ex-wife, and another 50% to his next ex-wife. So a lot of energy goes into a very frustrating way. And that at the end of his life, the rest goes to the local zoo or whatever it is. Nothing remains. Or it's a few yards from that kill each other over it. But Lamaisa, it's a good muscle. Not the bad side of it, but the energy that a person has, the excitement he has, and when his goals are clear, he earns a lot more energy than a person that doesn't have the goal at all or doesn't have clear goals. And well, we have to use that as a motion for ourselves. So we also want to become very wealthy, but endless of wealth. Wealth that we'll take with us, spiritual wealth. Spiritual wealth is not how many checks you get in the Lava or how many dollars you have in your bank account. So how close you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he has that picture of his spiritual wealth. Sanag al Hashem, reaching his status. Yeah, so he says about the author talks about Nechemes HaYetzer. I told someone to read the first part of Mesillas Yesharim and see this point about how important it is to have a golden life and how exciting life is when you have that. And he came back to me and said, I read it, it sounded pretty bad. So I said, what do you mean it's not pretty bad? He said, it's not pretty bad because folks say that Hashem put us in this world with the HR and life's a constant battle. Well, no matter what situation you're in, it's a battle against the HR. If you're wealthy, you have a battle against the HR of wealth. If you're poor, you have the HR of poverty. If you're healthy, you have the HR of feeling that you don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're sick, you have the HR of feeling the other because you're sick. So he says, basically, a person is in a constant battle. What kind of life is that? So I said, once again, let's go back to our Moshe. Hashem supplied us. Maybe that's the only reason why America was created.
So the other reason, one of the good ones is you have the muscle. A world of clarity in America. Yeah. So that person who's from the age of 5 years old is already starting to aspire to become the wealthiest kid on his block, and then when he's 20 years old again, the wealthiest person in his neighborhood, when he's 30, the wealthiest person in America, or whatever it may be. He's also in a constant battle because he always wants to progress to a high level of wealth. And there's so many obstacles in the way. He wants to make a certain deal, and he has, well, this other guy doesn't want to make it. It's back and forth. They're working for him. There's constant challenges in his life. But he's excited about every single one of them. When they come up, okay, let's go. I'm getting closer to my goal, and I'm excited about it. Because I just know there's another thing I have to get over to get to the shlemus of life. The same thing that's with the Messiah Shah Muslim. He's not telling you you have to, it's a nerve-wracking life. He's telling you the facts are that anybody that wants to get to something big, to any goal, that's the way the world was made. There's a lot of obstacles in the way. Here it's even more so that Hashem set up in such a fashion. He wants us to earn our spiritual wealth. And therefore, He made us situations that we have to deal with the situations. We have to plan it out. How am I going to tackle this problem? How am I going to get past it? But if we have the clarity, we're many, so each one is okay. Shem set up here another thing. It's exciting because I know it's even better than that person searching the wealth. Why? Because he has some challenge. He has to put this deal together. He's all excited about putting it together. He's not even sure if the deal's going to go through. It could be he's just wasting his time. Go on, because he has that energy. Okay, this didn't work out. Go to the next deal. But yes, it's the other way around. Anything that comes our way is tailored, designed by our disposal for us to make wealth. It's a win-win situation, as long as you realize what it is. So it's an exciting life. There's no situation in life that I'm not going to grow from, I'm not going to gain from, I'm not going to make spiritual wealth, like I said. Well, spiritual cure is okay, which is a nice way of saying it, but you just have to talk in English, American English. Yeah. That's an exciting life we're going through. Of life of clear tachlis, I have a clear goal, and I'm going to put everything I can to make it work, and I'm not going to get deterred or despaired, because I know everything that's coming my way is something Hashem set up specifically for me to address it properly, and then I get to a higher level of tachlis of achieving, a higher level of shleimus, a higher level of ilhavim. Chofetz Chaim and the Parsha, which Yehudei Dola say that if you read all the Chofetz Chaim on the Parsha throughout the year, you're covered. Every important thing in Yiddish guides is written there. So one of the things it says in this week's Parsha event is Yitzchak Avinu. It's a Plishtim stopped up all the wealth that his father dug. Very frustrating thing. Instead of getting frustrated, he did actions. Okay, I'm going to open it up. And almost the first one, fighting with it again. I'm not making progress. So he goes to the next place, find him again. Find us to the third place, gets to the Chodos. Yizhiv Lono Hashem. He didn't complain before, but when he gets something good, he's happy thanking Hashem. And Hashem brought in the boundaries, Purina Ba'orat. And the fourth one, Be'asheva. It says, one of the ideas the Torah is telling all this is, don't give up. That was Yisro's message. Yisro the Tzaddik. Hashem should make everything go smoothly, no problems. My father was a Tzaddik. I'm looking at what's his business. The police them up, stopping him up. They stopped him up to say, that was Yisro's Hashem. It's not my business. But we need water, and we know Hashem wants us to have water. So we're going to drill another hole, dig another hole, another hole. Two times he tried and there was a machlokes. Didn't work out, they took it away from us, we couldn't use it. So first, and who's not goal-oriented, or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu oriented, said, I give up. Can't imagine Hashem wants me to die. He doesn't want me to have water. But that's a fool, because we know Hashem wants us to live. I don't believe in this world, we're going to live eternally. So it doesn't make them how many times it didn't work out. But if it's the right thing to do, I continue doing it. And eventually we get it, eventually we succeed. So the decision whether to continue or not has nothing to do with whether we're successful or not. It has to do with whether it's the right thing to do. Sometimes maybe if you weren't successful a few times and analyze it, pick it up with the kochim. Maybe that you're walking up the wrong tree or whatever it is. You're not doing the right properly of status. But if it's something right, then the finale. You can do it. Hashem wants it to have a water, he wants a mazonos, he wants it to have everything. Yeah. So that's what life is all about. You want to sit back and have Hashem do it for you. It's not going to go. That's the way Hashem set it up. And any Moshe of success doesn't go that way. And come to even the real success in life doesn't go that way. But we have another thing here. It says the Torah is so powerful. In Molei Hashem, Molei Israel, Izo Yochaloi. Hashem will not help us out. We can't do it by ourselves. So basically, in our road to success in spirituality, we have to realize that even when I'm putting strong effort to do something properly, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do it by myself. I need him. Take out that element of gaiva or element of it. I have to make it happen. You don't have to make it happen. Hashem will make it happen. You just have to do what you can. Yitzuach HaYetzer, overpowering the Yetzer of the Malam and HaTevah. But if you want, and you put the effort into it, then Hashem will take care of it for you. So those are the stages. You first have to clarify for yourself, this is how I want to do it. Then you have to do as best as you can. And then don't give up. Don't work out. Yeah. So basically, when Hashem sees we're doing a maximum, then he kicks in the new halakha called the Malam HaTevah. Well, that's when things take. That's the whole Jewish world today, the Malam HaTevah. All the sociologists 80, 70 years ago predicted that religion is finished. No hope for it. No hope for it, but all the real guys were. Came out to all of them and killed in the Holocaust. And the ones who were left were talking to Brochen, they had no craft to build anything up. Hasn't continued. And Gordon eventually let the boys off the army and he said, why not come back? Just wait it out and there won't be any of them left anyway. And America and Europe also, and all the sociologists are saying, there's no hope for religious Jews, some broken, crushed refugees are not going to build up America. And the ones that are in America already now are in the process of assimilating. And what do we see 70 years later? Those few individuals, a few yeshivas, a few poskim, a few rebbes, realize, Am Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, we're not deterred by anything. And believe you me, they were broken inside. They lost the family, it wasn't easy for them. But together with that, they said, I'm broken, I lost everything. But if I'm alive, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I'm going to do my maximum, he's going to do his maximum. And you see all these different Moses, every seeders today, a large percentage of them are not from the original seeders. They just weren't around. And every Rosh Hashanah, half of them are seeders of families, the Litvishes today. I was speaking to a group of Belzers. I said, the funniest thing is none of you guys are real Belzers. My family is a real Belzer family, but I'm a listener. It doesn't make a difference. Each one has been ordered Hashem in his way, but each one had his established mind because each one was Zeta. So to their leaders that saw beyond what seemed to be the fate of Orthodox Judaism. And look now back the other way around, the flourishing conservative and reform movements in America are finished. The only thing to do now is try to send some money over to Israel to attack the Arabian. But other than that, they're finished. There's nothing left of the reform movement. Over 75% are assimilated already. Not the next generation, not interested in the cloud. You know, somebody is involved in the things in America told me recently that the reform movement has become the women's movement. the only ones that take me seriously are the women that want to become rabbis.
Yeah.
It's going to take just another few years. They're going to ban women from being rabbis because it's a desire for the female to take a female position. They want a male position. I don't know what they're going to find. Anyway, Rahman Muslim. Yeah, it's like that with everything, all the other movements. They don't last. Hashem is not with them. Without Hashem, we can't last. With Hashem, everything's possible. The Malam and Atel. That's our goal of life. To live the life of a Malam and Atel. Malam and Atel does not mean I put myself to pressure more than I can. It means I do my maximum, and then Hashem gives me the courage of Malam and Atel. Hashem never demands me to do the Malam and Atel. Another mistake people say, well, Hashem wants me to kill myself. No, he wants you to exert yourself, put your energy into it, according to your courages. And everybody has to know his courages. And like we said, you have a way of testing it. If you're feeling worn down and drained by it, is it more than your courages? I can say, well, this other guy, he could go 20 hours a day, and he's pumping away. And I have to sleep 8 hours a night. I must be a lazy guy. No, you're not a lazy guy. Everybody's made with different courages. One guy needs 8 hours of sleep, one guy needs 3 hours of sleep. It doesn't make a difference. As I mentioned in the past, Rosh Hashanah Arba used to sleep well at night. He said he was zaydah, so his level was learning mitaf because he slept more than other people. Because he didn't come to his kodesh. He had to sleep. And the others that barely slept, I think they were able to sleep. Called healthy kodesh. So if the first, basically the availing, talking about them, can you make your message to learn? Yeah, that's what basically the three things we said. First, to choose to do it. Choose that this is the right thing. Make a decision to do it and then put our energy into it to make it possible. The third one, to make it possible, that's not in our hands. You just put our energy into it. The Gemara itself, that's for the quote. The last paragraph of that quote, he paid tougher issue. Ah! His father Elohim al Shnei Gorim. Davin to Hashem, two things. One thing is, the Yah Elohim. To focus myself, to do the bechira in the right fashion, not get distracted from other things that prevent me from bechlal thinking what I should be doing, or distorting my decisions. I should have the emes of pure decisions, what's really good for me. And the second thing is, I should have the physical strength to be able to carry out what I want to carry out. So you need two things to make things work. You need the legs, you need the body. The legs, we have to dismount our shame in the family. You have the body, the yira is Hashem. My heart should be focused. The achetzo, the avo. We daven for it every day. And together with that part of the Mashiach, the Yadda Shemai, the physical, the other two things. Yeah. Says in Mashkiach, if I'm brooding, then it's even like the beauty. Hashlom as a maitre. The fact the thing happens is going into the realm of the Malam and the Teva. And there you see Adon Shemai. To understand the physical Gemara, it's the Malam and the Teva. A human brain, physical entity, understanding the spiritual Daz Elikim. Malam and the Teva. But in the finale, as we said, we get to the point that we exert self-understanding, and Hashem gives us the sake of understanding. Right. The muscle of a plane or a rocket taking off. You have to get the rev of the engines very, get things moving very quickly. Okay, to the point, then it takes off. Same thing with us. We have to rev up our own engines, and then we take off. Yeah. Making a quote from the Sefer, Yerachet Chaim, which is printed at the end of the Yosef Shom by the Mechal. Yeah, Malitna min HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'leiv Kol Bnei Yodam. Hashem gives Chokhmah by the Tevri. Our condition is Gaven, Yisach Shoi Sey, Peh, HaMekai Moise, that the Peh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yinashin Bekoya, Hashem has to blow Kaviyochot into this person, the koyach of chokhmah. Oz nasa mamesh koy ish kamkesh mitnachem bur mislamin comes like a fire and it's blowing and the flames come up. Kein kein Geheiß hat Spur, Zeir mit der Pell, du mei ne Schiefe, zir lai et hafoch mit die Ere und das, der Tune, der Tune. Nun, ich habe auch keine Deep Ideas over here, aber die Bahnlein ist, dass der Kosch Bochum decides, the time has come, ich habe Jochen bloß an zu uns, the way of the true wisdom. So the bottom line is the different types of understanding, the basic understanding, the deeper understanding, but the fact that we're able to understand the Torah, that is based on this Kaviyachal prayer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is giving it to us. Ruach, Yeshiva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean the bottom line of the page, HaKochma, you said that other basis to you also. Page is HaKochma, it's given to a person who is created. And he has to use it. If he has some, he has to exert himself to use it properly. Then he says, Shashitat HaShemaya, which is what the Ramchal calls the Neshiva HaPeh Elyon. Kavakosh Bohu, blowing Chokhman into his mind. Fair Chokhman, he gets the higher, deeper understanding of Bina, Das. So that's the bottom line of what we mentioned. First, after the strong desire to progress in this Avodas Hashem, in understanding the Torah, and put his maximum energy into it. And he does that, then Hashem gives him an extra prayer to get to the higher level, and higher and higher. Thank you. Thank you.